This is KNX In Depth. Mike Simpson and Charles Feldman.
Well, if you need to fill up your gas tank, hurry up, because by tomorrow, probably the gas price is going to just go up.
State Attorney General Rob Bonta sent a letter warning the refineries, play nice, do it now, or else. Jamie Courts is president of Consumer Watchdog. Jamie, thanks for coming back to the show. Don't want to put words in your mouth, but we've talked before. So why can I envision you saying the oil companies haven't been playing nice up until now, so why are they going to start playing nice?
Well, that's it. There are five oil refiners. They control 96% of the gas supply, and when they want to squeeze us, they squeeze us, and they're squeezing us. I do have to give the Attorney General's office some credit. They did file cases not against the oil refineries, but against traders who were manipulating the market after the Exxon Torrance refinery went down in 2015. They finally caught up with these two traders, and their allegations are pretty serious that they basically did coordinated trades between themselves to artificially drive up the price of gasoline. Now these aren't the refiners, but they are big players in the market. So I think it does carry some weight when the Attorney General says, you know, we're going to watch, and if we find you raising rates unrealistically, the price of gas unrealistically, we're going to come after you. The problem is there's nothing really preventing them from raising the price of gas as much as they want, because that's what the market will allow.
And, you know, what people, I guess, keep scratching their heads about is they go to, say, their favorite gas station on Monday, and the price is, you know, $5.25, say. And then they go back maybe on Wednesday, and it's up, you know, a nickel. Now, that gas was already in the ground in most cases. It's been in that tank for 48 hours. It didn't go up overnight. How does that happen?
Yeah, well, this is a commodities market, and the reality is, the reason the oil refiners are making so much money now is because it doesn't cost them much more to make the gas when the price of crude oil goes up. But the price of gasoline goes up when the price of crude oil goes up. It's tied to a commodities market. And so if they're using crude oil that was bought on long-term contracts and turning it into gasoline, the price of their crude oil is probably $50 a barrel, but they're pricing their product as though it was $125 a barrel. And that's how they make a lot of money. And gas stations do get deliveries every I think 2 to 3 days. But their prices are dictated by what the oil refiners are willing to sell them that gas at. They control the market. And at branded stations, the oil refiners absolutely set that price of gas. So it's the oil refiners that are making a killing, and the gas station owners aren't really doing that well, unless you're at one of those gas stations where they're charging a dollar more, like the $7 gas stations. Those gas station guys are making a lot of money. But most of them are just following what the oil refiner set as the price, and the price is based on the commodities market. What the Attorney General actually caught these two traders doing after 2015 was actually artificially driving up the price by buying up all the gas on the spot market and then not actually taking possession of it. They were like false paper transactions. So people can manipulate the market, but this crazy price run-up is all about speculation and oil refiners being able to charge us more, and they are charging us more.
I remember, I don't know, maybe it was like 5 years ago now, there was a whole bunch of talk about this mystery surcharge, and it was 30 cents or something, and no one could figure out where it was going and where it was coming from. And then there was going to be this investigation, and then they kind of did one, but then nothing came of it. Where are we with that?
Well, in 2019, the mystery surcharge isn't that much of a mystery. We know where it originates. It's the oil refiners charging their branded stations 30 cents more for the very same gas that they charge unbranded stations 30 cents less for, 34 cents less. And they do that because the branded stations kick that extra 30 to 40 cents back to them. I know where it goes. Not a mystery. It goes into the profits of the oil refiners. But what we don't have is disclosure to know how much the oil refiners are making on the gas they sell. And that's why we have actually a legislation we just announced a week ago, SB 1322 by Ben Allen, that does that. It requires the oil refiners every month to explain how much the barrel of crude, that the average price of the barrel of crude they put in their refinery is, how much it costs them to make the gasoline, how much they're making, how much their profits are on that finished barrel of gasoline, which comes out to 42 gallons. And we will then know, if this bill goes through, every month how much they're making. And if we had it in effect this last month, I can tell you it'd be an awful, awful lot of money, because they're marking this, they're marking the gas up. And their costs are not what they're valuing their product at.
So we're being told today, for example, that one of the reasons why the prices are higher and going up in California is because the refineries are they're doing maintenance and there are some glitches. Oh. How is it that it seems whenever
it's
there's some
a terrible time?
Yeah, there's always like, you know, when there's some world emergency, they happen to be doing maintenance or there happens to be some I think it was described this morning as a burp, whatever that means, a burp or a glitch refineries. Yeah. I mean, why does that happen? Is it a coincidence or are we being played?
Well, you know, there have been a lot of people trying to investigate that. We've tracked a lot of these outages. They just coincidentally happen to be when there's big price spikes and price spikes are caused by them. And we don't know because the attorney general doesn't really go in and check it all out. I don't think that the price run up has anything to do with unplanned or planned outages right now. This is all pure speculation based on the rising price of crude oil. And the oil refiners will continue to keep the price as high as they can as long as the commodity markets will bear it. We don't have a shortage in gasoline. You don't see gas lines. We have a price spike driven environment. And whenever there are price spikes, when we have been able to see the profits of the oil refiners, they used to publish them. We knew that the profits go up when the prices go up quickly because there's, as you say, the gasoline's already been made. It's not costing them more to make the gasoline. It's just they're just charging more because they can. And that's why it's really important to have this disclosure bill out there, because if we know, for instance, last month or this past month that they were making, you know, $2 a gallon in profits because they were charging us for a higher price of gas than it costs them to make, then we're going to make some changes to regulate that market. Maybe we'll claw back that type of profiteering with an excess profits tax. We'll do something to get the money back. But more importantly, the oil companies will know there's someone watching. I think sunlight's the best disinfectant, and this industry really needs a lot of disinfecting. And that's why I applaud the Attorney General for actually warning the oil refiners that he is going to go in there and take a look. And I would, if there was a, I don't know about this unplanned outage, but I would encourage the Attorney General to go in and make sure it really was an unplanned outage if it's driving up the price of gas. And I can tell you, there's a lot of vigilance now. I think he might even do that.
Jamie Kortz, president of Consumer Watchdog.
So there's no